Hi, it's Jonathan. Why don't people know anything? Why do the people think they know things and talk about how others don't know anything? Why is it so easy to get people to call other people sheep? Is that not just the new underground pop thing to say? You have homophobia, this could be sheepophobia. Everybody calls everybody else a sheep. They talk about how they're awake. People believe that if they watch a six-hour video by David Icke, or watch Endgame by Alex Jones, or study the Illuminati online, they believe that after doing so, that has anything in any way to do with being awake. They believe it. I'm not kidding. They can't get enough. Addicted to posting their opinion in a forum. Chasing that white rabbit everywhere it goes. And they call themselves awake because the system wants you to call yourself awake. It loves that. Cockiness, arrogance, and hating other people. And as you're sucked into this, it is consuming you and you don't know it. You don't even realize it. You just prefer to be able to call people sheep. Perhaps subconsciously you resent that you were called a sheep. You want to be able to say it too. The naivety with that is that you don't know anything that they know. And they know you don't know it. You're not hurting their feelings. You're making them laugh at you. Because you're eating up mostly propaganda that they have distributed. Calling yourself awake and pointing your finger at them, and you are hardly enabled to deal with them or even your own self. John, tell me why. John, give me. John, tell me another answer, please. And can you answer this question for me? And what's your opinion on that? You owe me a response. I owe you a response? How much am I getting paid to do this? Oh, that's right. Nothing. I couldn't even count the number of people that have declared being awake to me. Couldn't do it. People are very easily controlled. All they have to do is create a new subcategory of personalities. Right now you have the jocks, you have the rednecks, you have the goth, you have the preppies, you have the business people, and the whatever. Now they have the awake people. The reason nobody knows anything can only be explained to you by a metaphor, of course. In this realm, you can only use metaphor. Think of the difference between a broadband connection and a 56K connection. Now, there are people that know what is occurring in this reality. Many of them joined secret societies. So it's not that they have knowledge, it's just that they have acquired information. They went in reverse. You see, true knowledge is true knowledge. Those with understanding understand what I just said, those without don't. It's pre-symbol. A symbol is no different than any expression, a song, a picture, a sound, a look, a touch. A symbol should be the result of knowledge. The understanding, the awareness, and then you have the symbol surface. Maybe that symbol has already been expressed, but it's irrelevant because the symbol that you're perceiving in your mind is a result. Having somebody learn symbols and then distributing a very strategically limited amount of meaning to that person does not give them knowledge. They perceive that they're getting knowledge. I'll tell you what a pentagram means and what a hexagram means. It doesn't mean anything. For example, I could say the word gum to some bubblegum-popping, dizzy-minded cheerleader. And the only meaning that she may come up with when she hears that word is chewing gum. I could say the same word, gum, to somebody else, and they may think chewing gum, but they could also think a gum tree, or the gums around your teeth. Could say it to another person, they'll think chewing gum, a gum tree, gums around your teeth, but maybe they're thinking even deeper, maybe they have a deeper understanding. Metaphorical comparison to other things. Gummy substances used in construction. Maybe molecular assessment. I only used one word, a phonetic symbol, written if you're looking at it. The meaning transferred by using that symbol is directly dependent upon who is receiving the information. If it's the cheerleader, she's only going to get a very limited amount of understanding, just enough to communicate. The line by Gene Hackman in the first Superman, some people can extract the secrets of the universe just by looking at the ingredients on a chewing gum wrapper, is absolutely correct. What that means is you can get a lot of information just by being aware. The creases in the paper, the spacing between the letters themselves, the space around the letters, all the nuances. Now, unfortunately, I have to say that this is a metaphor, okay? A metaphor. That does not mean that you should go and try to learn as many meanings as you can for each word that you know. That would have nothing to do with anything. That was just a metaphor that I used. If you think of a symbol, and you look at maybe the shape of the number 6, you can be told what that means. But perhaps if you're bathing in knowledge and awareness and life, suddenly you have an understanding, and then a symbol like 6 comes up. Maybe you think of getting caught in a tumor and you come in but you can't get out and you're caught in a vortex, a circular cyclic existence, getting in, not getting out. Something like that, you know. What they do to you early is they show you all the symbols and tell you what they mean. And they don't tell you completely what they mean, of course. They tell you what they want you to think they mean. Why? Because what is the true purpose of being? Before you incarnate, you are. You would say, I am. When you do, you become your being. What is the purpose of that? If you're not extracting meaning from your path, from your experience, deriving meaning from it and creating expression, the expression would always be the symbolic. A picture, a touch, a kiss. Anything, an image, right? If you're only copying what they've told you things mean and replicating what they've told you to use them for and how to use them, how to speak, how to think, what means what, what you're supposed to do, what the meaning of your life is. If you allow yourself to be told what the meaning of your life is by something in your objective reality, somebody else, what is your purpose other than to be a slave? Forget about laws and politics. That's all bull. That's only a result. If you're not creating, and the only way you're going to create is by extracting meaning from within, if you can't do that, what is the point of you being around other than to be a slave? Acquiring detail. This means this. I learned what this symbol means. This pagan symbol means this. What do you mean you learned? Did you look it up? Were you told, or did you read what it means? Or did you sit there by a lake and think about life as a whole and what's happening, and the symbol came up and you're like, oh my gosh. See, the oh my gosh is when you extract meaning. It doesn't have to be a traumatic thing like, oh my gosh. It can be, oh my God. That is the sign of a creator.